The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for another tasty recipe for us all to try this weekend. We're joined by Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I know you've probably already fired up the barbecue for this weekend.
Well, if you haven't dusted the cobwebs off the barbecue yet, I don't know what you've been doing for the summer because all this fantastic weather. So yeah. One of my favourite things to cook on a barbecue is beef burgers. So I'm giving you a wonderful recipe that it's simple enough. And also I'm going to give you a recipe for a tomato relish, which really is worth the effort. I know you just tasted
it's still fantastic. Licking your lips.
So to make the burgers, we need 500 grams of lean beef mince. I would suggest going to your local butcher here and tell them it's for burgers, and there's all different types of grades and cuts of meat that butchers put into mince. So if you're really a connoisseur and you're into it, I know you just asked me, you can ask for a bit of rib or a bit of chuck, and all these things elevate your burgers. So obviously the more flavour some cut of meat, the more flavour you're going to get into your burger. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of good tomato ketchup and mustard. I like to use Dijon because it's not too spicy. Then 50 grams of Parmesan cheese. That's probably a little bit of an unusual ingredient for people, but it kind of gives that, I don't like using the word a lot, but that umami, it's that other flavour. It's kind of like a fermented flavour that's in cheese.
I mean, a lot of people just season a burger, salt, pepper, which of course you'll add anyway, but they wouldn't be putting in Parmesan or mustard, so these are your secret little...
It just elevates a little bit. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making a really good quality beef mince and just seasoning it with salt and pepper, that's good, but I think this just gives you a little bit more flavour. The garnish, I'm suggesting frying an egg and putting it on the top. I think that's lovely.
Yeah, great.
Melted cheese, streaky bacon, get it nice and crispy on the barbecue. I think that's key. The tomato relish, which I'll give you the recipe for in a minute. And then, obviously, what's on trend at the moment, the brioche bun, or indeed, we spoke about it last week, a sourdough bun. So, really, whatever takes your preference.
Okay. So, making the burger, you have an implement.
Yeah, a burger press. So, this is a cast iron handle. I put the photograph up on my Instagram. They're not that expensive. Most of the kitchen stores sell them. And what I think you should do is, if you have a solid grill or a French grill on your barbecue, do this directly on the barbecue. If your barbecue has grates and it'll fall through, you have to do it the way I'm going to do it now. So I just have a flat surface, I have a chopping board, I have a piece of parchment paper, and then I've divided my beef mince into 4 equal-sized balls where I use the scales for. And then I put the other piece of parchment paper on the top, give it a little press, and then you want to press down, use the weight of your hand. And maybe if you were ever in an American diner, you would see the chefs using these presses. Okay. They're readily available. And then what it gives you is this wonderful compact, not perfectly shaped burger. And I'm all right
with
that.
But it's compressed.
It's compressed. And that's the key. It's to get it nice and compressed. And as it's cooking on the grill, then if you wish, you can give it another little squeeze just to get that. But it's the weight that's in this, because it's made of iron, is what does the work for you.
Okay. Then pop it on, and the cooking, of course.
Yeah, next trick then is just drizzle it with a little bit of vegetable oil. Make sure that your barbecue is smoking hot. Give it a good brush with a wire brush, a little bit of oil onto a piece of kitchen towel. Give it a wipe. And then when you put your burger on, really, really important, leave it alone. What you're trying to do is you're trying to get that meat to caramelise where it's hit the steel. We've spoken about this before, if you keep moving it around, you're dropping the temperature of the barbecue, it starts the stewing rather than caramelise, and we really want that meat to caramelise. So
now, the delicious relish.
So we need 8 ripe tomatoes. So look for the reddest tomatoes, even ones that are a little bit soft. Couple of cloves of garlic, 3 onions finely chopped, some olive oil. Again, think of the barbecue, smoked paprika, 3 tablespoons of tomato puree. Now we'll turn it into a relish. We need a couple of tablespoons of white wine vinegar, some brown sugar, whole grain mustard, and some rosemary. I know it sounds like a lot of ingredients, but it's definitely worth it. Simply to make, you saute off your garlic and your onions, saute for about 2 or 3 minutes in the olive oil, then you add in your tomato puree, then you add in your tomatoes and the rest of the ingredients. So the vinegar, the sugar, the whole grain mustard and the rosemary. And then you're just going to cook it out. And I brought some for you to see, Pat, until it gets the consistency of a relish. So what we're essentially doing here is any of the water content that's in the tomato, we're evaporating that by using a technique called reduction. As the water turns to steam, it disappears. The sugar starts to caramelize all the ingredients in there. And the vinegar gives you that acidity To cut across your burger. And then quite simply toast your buns, load it up with the bacon, the cheese, fry your egg, lots of relish.
Now, the relish that you've prepared, obviously there's a lot of fresh ingredients there and there is cooking involved. The sugar involved. Now, does that help to preserve it? I mean, how long would that last?
I mean, if you put it into a sterilised jar or a sterilised container, it'll last in the fridge. Once everything is sterilised, it'll last in the fridge up to 3 months because the sugar...
You know those vacuum-type jars?
Perfect. The Kilner jars, I think they're called. The ones with the little lids that pop onto
them. Yeah, the little lid, and it's got a rubber lining.
Exactly.
So if you put that through the dishwasher, for example, at a reasonable temperature, it'll be sterilised.
Or even, do you know what I like to do? Pop it into a pot of boiling... Pop it into a pot of water, bring it up to the boil, let it cool a little bit, use a clean tongs to take it out, leave it upside down on your chopping board, and you know then that the inside of that jar has got up to 100 degrees because it was in boiling water, and then use another clean spoon and put the tomato relish into the jar and pop down the lid. It's not going to last 3 months, I promise you.
You mean it'll be eaten long before
exactly.
It goes off.
Wonderful with cheese as well, delicious with cured meats, that type of thing.
All right. So the recipes are to be found on our website, but also on your...
Gar Mullins on my Instagram, you'll always find
very
all that
good.
Stuff up there.
I bet loads of people will be trying that. And don't forget, it's the parmesan and the tomato ketchup and the mustard going into the burger that'll give it
the
twist
key.
That
exactly.
You remember. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.